Welcome to the Seek Him Early podcast, featuring daily devotional studies on knowing, loving, and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Each weekly program is from the book of that same title. I'm Pastor Watson, author of the book, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Meeker, Colorado, and director of Sola Scriptura Publications. This week's episode examines that great title of our Lord, Messiah, which is based on Andrew's declaration in John 1:41, "We have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted, the Christ. We have noted the word Messiah several times throughout these meditations, but again we want to plunge deeper. The Hebrew is the word Messiah, which is derived from Mashah, the most common word for anointing. The word is actually quite mundane, referring simply to smearing something, such as smearing paint on a house in Jeremiah 22:14 and other such common uses. Used theologically, however, Mashah is a symbol of sanctification and service. Aaron and his sons, for example, were anointed to consecrate them and sanctify them so they could minister unto God in the priest's office, Exodus 28:41. As were prophets also anointed, 1 Kings 19:16 and Isaiah 61:1. The word Messiah appears only four times in the Bible, but each occurrence is, of course, greatly significant. First, we see the prediction of Messiah the Prince in the first two occurrences in Daniel 9:24 through 27. In this fascinating and critically important prophetic passage, 490 years, that is 7 weeks of years, will pass from Persian King Artaxerxes' decree to rebuild Jerusalem in 445 BC, according to Nehemiah 2, 1-8, to the reign of Messiah in his kingdom. As Sir Robert Anderson brilliantly calculated in his classic book, The Coming Prince, allowing for leap years, calendar errors, and other factors, he figured that the first 69 weeks, that is 483 years, ended on the very day Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, 5 days before his death, at which time he was cut off, that is a common reference to death. The final week, that is 7 years that remain, is yet to come during the tribulation period. The fulfillment of such a prediction apart from omnipotent, sovereign control is beyond any calculation. Secondly, we witness the presentation of Messiah in our text. Just 5 verses earlier, John the Baptist made his momentous announcement, "Behold the Lamb of God," to which the Apostle John and Andrew responded. When the excited Andrew found his brother Peter, he exclaimed, "We have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted the Christ. Here, the Hebrew Messiah is simply transliterated into Greek and English, in fact. Its actual Greek translation, of course, is Christos, that is Christ, which means anointed, as Peter himself later testified in Matthew 16:16. What a moment indeed. People had been waiting some 4 millennia for this presentation, and here it was. Further, each wanted to tell others, as so should we. Thirdly, we learn the purpose of Messiah's coming in John 4:25, where a woman at a Samaritan well incisively affirmed, "I know the Messiah cometh," which is called Christ. "When he has come, he will tell us all things." Well, just like our own day, most were looking for a Messiah who would solve all their problems and meet their so-called felt needs. But here was one who knew that he would tell us everything that pertains to sin, salvation, and service. And we praise him for that. If you would like to go a little deeper on your own, here are some scriptures for study. What did Jesus promise his Holy Spirit would do, according to John 14:26? And also, what does Peter declare Christ has given us in 2 Peter 1:3? If this podcast is a blessing to you, please leave your comments wherever you are hearing it. We would love to hear from you. Your support is always appreciated. In our next episode, we look at a very unique title of our Lord, the root and the offspring of David, in Revelation 22:16. May God richly bless you, my dear Christian friend. I pray that you will continue each day to seek Him early.